My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe. I can make sushi from scratch, you know. You know, with the sushi rice, with the cooking wine, and I'll make the rice, and then I'll have the seaweed and a little bamboo roller to put the seaweed first, and you know, put a rice, and then I always cut like red carrots and the potatoes, and also eggs in pancakes and cut them in pieces.
And beans.
Beans. No, that's a burrito. That's a sushi burrito. You want beans in there. You're amazing. I'm a bean curds. How about bean curds? They're like tofu, but hard.
No.
Made from beans.
Beans or black beans?
Yellow beans.
I've never had yellow
soy
beans.
Soy
beans.
No. We'll do soy beans. Okay, I'll do... Okay, Alfred, I'll put a pinto beans in my sushi for you, okay?
Okay.
We'll have a sushi burrito. Okay, we got sushi burrito.
Mix it up.
And then we have fat tuna. Do you want fat tuna? Do like tuna or salmon or whatever on top?
Salmon's
and,
good.
And with some like, I don't know, some like a panzu sauce. Because it's like a lemon citrusy. And roll that bitch up. You know what? You are a fucking big man. I'm going to give you a big roll. I don't want to cut it. You're just going to fucking eat it. Like, it'll be a little homosexual because it's like big and black and long. But your name is Alfred, so you can handle it. I can make a sushi burrito for you. Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome to Tiger MILF Podcast. I'm so excited today. We have a great comedian coming to chat with me. I've seen his videos on social media. We play the same venues. He is a huge star. He's selling out all over the country. He is the very funny Alfred Robles.
Hey, thank you.
Alfred!
Thank you.
Your name, Alfred, is so confusing because you are such a macho, sexy, big Mexican cowboy.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
Macho, big, sexy Mexican cowboy, but then Alfred sounds gay. And Robles. Alfred with no robes, with a dick hanging out right here.
Just Robles, right in front of you.
Yeah. So Alfred, maybe it's Alfred Coffee in West Hollywood is making Alfred gay, but Alfred has been... What happened to the name Alfred? What do you think?
It was Alfredo. It is Alfredo.
Alfredo is sexy.
It is. But where I grew up, there was four Alfredos.
Uh-huh.
So we cut everybody's name down. Okay. So there's Alfredo, there's Freddy, there's Fred, and Alfred.
Okay. So that's at least the gay one. There's a Freddy. Freddy Mercury. Well, I just I'm just very happy we can be here, sitting here together.
Thank
because
you for
we're in
me.
Los Angeles, it is the Mexicans and the Asians, you know, like
we control this.
Control the city.
Yes, we do.
We really run town. Like we can go to Ice House.
Yes, yes.
And we can go to where we were in Covina.
Mm-hmm.
Covina is a lot of Asians.
Yeah.
And Mexicans. Yeah. It's like the Philippines.
It's like the little melting pot right there.
Yes, it's very cute. I really think I don't want to be racist, but like I think if like I could look like Selena, if I put my hair up with my lipstick on, I can look Mexican. I'm just look at this face.
I can see it.
Yes, yeah. I can look Mexican. I think.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, and if
it has to be like real dark red lipstick.
Oh yes. Oh my God. Okay. I think I have. Can I have my bag? Oh, my makeup bag is not here. I think it's not here. Yeah, I was thinking about red dark.
Yeah,
lips.
You got this. You got.
I'm gonna
this.
Try it out.
You got that look already, and then you got the tattoos.
Yeah, I have.
You're
tattoos.
Ready.
I have tattoos here.
Yeah,
I think I'll sell more tickets if I'm a lesbian.
Yeah,
I have so many gay lesbian. Do you like? I have so many gay fans.
Oh, okay.
And
so
just,
you say you have more tattoos because you're a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian. People think I am, but I'm not.
Shit.
I am kind of very basic.
Uh-huh.
But I have a lot of gay fans, like LGBTQ fans. I have 30% of gay LGBTQ people come out in Salt Lake City.
Wow.
All the gays in Salt Lake came out for me. And I was just like, I was very touched. I don't know why they like me so much. Because I'm not nice to anyone. I'm not nice to anyone.
But you're funny.
People.
You're funny. So that's good.
The gays have good taste, though. I'm very happy they like. Tell me about you. So were you always funny when you were little? Or you just become funny?
I don't know. It's a yes and a no. I think I got funny towards like high school.
But what happened in high school?
I don't know what the fuck happened to me. But I think that's where I kind of like became funny.
Mm-hmm.
And But I was in the police academy before I started doing comedy. I wanted to become a cop. Do I have a gun? Mm-hmm. I don't have a gun on me.
Do you know how to shoot?
I know how to shoot.
Can you take me out to the ranch and teach me how to shoot?
Yeah, if you're down.
I really need to learn because I'm a single mom and I can't keep my whole mouth shut and I just need to take care
of Yeah, if you're down, I'm totally up for it.
Oh my God. I'm going to get your number.
Okay. I got kicked out for stalking my ex-girlfriend.
Was she hot?
Back then, she was.
I love when you said that. You were like, she got fat now, but she was hot. That's nice. You must be so happy, you know.
Back then when I did the stalking, she was.
I mean, how much are you stalking? Like, are you stalking like a boy in love or you're stalking like a weirdo?
No. Cowboy Mexican. I don't know. You let me know.
Yeah, tell me.
I was young. Mm-hmm. I was young. I was 21 years old.
Okay.
And she was cheating on me.
What a whore.
Right? And I went to her house late at night.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to her bedroom window,
mm-hmm.
you had to jump a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I knocked on her window.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened up the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And I got scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do. And I went like this. I'm watching you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Then I left. Mm-hmm. And then she called the cops.
So was she fucking somebody?
No. At that time, she wasn't.
Well, I mean, that wasn't stalking.
Oh.
Did you break up?
After that, yes.
So she was still a girlfriend?
At that time, she was my girlfriend.
I don't think that's stalking. Yeah. I think a woman could hit me for that, but like, you're cheating on me. I know.
I was young and in love.
Evidence.
Yeah, there you go. I was investigating.
Yeah, you're investigating. You should be in the FBI. You should fucking send it to the FBI. You're like, he is already investigating. He's already investigating. He's graduating from the police department, police academy. He's going to the Quantico. Was that Quantico?
I don't know.
Quantico. He's going to go to Quantico. Quantico is for the FBI people.
And the funny part is when they kicked me out, they told me, Robles, you're supposed to become a cop and then you stalk.
Okay. I don't think so. I just think they overreacted. They just, that was...
No. They said that because all cops stalk.
What's stalk?
Like stalking somebody.
Oh. Stalk. I don't speak English. Did you manage to
hear that?
Yeah.
Me neither.
That's perfect. So we can just be weird. I mean, you're not bad. He was your girlfriend. She was cheating. You're going to go to investigate. I mean, I wouldn't call the cops.
She called the cops. And
I'm going to get a STD test because I'm being whoring around, but I'm not going to call the cops.
Get an STD test, not a restraining order.
I'm
watching you.
Yeah, okay.
And I got disqualified and I got DQ'd. I got disqualified from the police academy. And then after that, I started doing comedy.
So you must be so grateful how much money you're making.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you can talk shit about her all you want. You don't even talk about it anymore because you're like, I can get hotter bitches now, bitch.
No, I talk about it on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I love telling that.
But she just hate that she lost you because she probably.
You know the funny part is that after I got kicked out, she used to call me and she used to leave voicemails. You're not a cop because of me, and then she used to fucking hang up the fucking phone.
That's harassment. That's,
yeah, right.
Right. Did you cry? After you were fired from the department, the academy?
No, my mom cried.
Of course she did. Does your mom look like me?
No.
A little bit?
She's fatter.
Okay, I mean, I don't eat because I am, I like to be cunty and skinny. Once you get fat, you gotta smile at people. You have to be like nice, you know. You have never, like, when you see somebody who's fatter than me, you hate them. You're like, what a fat, disgusting cunt. Like, oh, she's fat, but she's always nice. You know, she's like a nice, chubby lady.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would be...
With big elbows.
Yeah, big elbows. That's nice. So you are the only son or you have other...
I have two older brothers.
Oh, I forgot your mom was Mexican.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she
three boys?
Two older brothers. She has three boys.
So what are the other boys do, the older ones?
One of them is... He runs a retail store.
Nice. And what does he sell?
He works for the Dodgers, and he's a manager at a Dodgers store.
That's amazing. He has the merch.
He has the merch.
So you always have your Dodgers merch.
I always have
merch.
My Dodger merch ready.
That's great.
Because of him.
Your friend's envious.
Yeah, yeah. And then my older brother, he drives semi-trucks.
Nice. Yeah. I heard the semi-truck guys fucks good.
I don't know. About all that.
I heard that, but I never fucked a trucker guy. But I have a fan on my OnlyFans.
With OnlyFans?
Guy. But it's only comedy stuff. Because I produced the OnlyFans first stand-up comedy show called OFTV Comedy Show with Matt Rife. So I produced it for everybody who on the show. We have to have an OnlyFans page. So I've been posting OFTV comedy like tonight, today our show. Uh-huh. We'll cut in like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, and I'm going to have the 5 minutes release on OFTV, OnlyFans TV.
Mm.
So, but I have my OnlyFans guy like, oh my God. You know, like, I will have some bikini photos. They're like, I can't afford it. I drive the truck. But I'm going to save up. You know, so cute. I'm like, it's okay. You can watch this for free on Instagram.
All the pictures are there, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's free on Instagram.
What do your tattoos say? Any?
This is Zhao. Zhao is the woman emperor of China. She is the only woman emperor in Tang Dynasty. She, her name is Wu Zetian. And
is she still alive?
No, it's 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago?
Yeah, 4,000, I think 4 or 3. And she has 20 male slaves, sex slaves.
Oh, shit.
I mean, she's the emperor. And during her time, China was the most wealthy, most powerful. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of great things. She allowed women to read. She was very big with education, and she was brilliant. But after her, there's no woman emperor. Before her, there were never any.
Right, right.
So that kind of is the idea. The Queen of Comedy.
That's
so
dope.
Just something I work towards for the rest of my life.
I like the writing on that.
I like it. I think it's cute. Yeah. A Mexican girl did it.
You could tell.
My tattoo artist is a Mexican girl. She's great. And
you could tell. She has nice writing.
Yeah. This is a calligraphy. I write it, and she would use a projector to laser it on a paper and then put it on me. And
oh,
then she
wow.
She will trace my calligraphy. She did an amazing job because it's like really tiny.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
It's so dope. Yeah, my Mexican girl did it. Nobody would know it's a Mexican girl did it because it looked like it's Chinese, old Chinese shifu.
Yeah, know? But the other writing is, I like, it's kind of like
very pretty.
Old school, what would you call that? Not calligraphy.
Like
old English writing.
Yeah. She's great. I have something on my back. So I got these tattoos because I think that was after I got sober.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not like getting sober, but I just was able to really understand that I drink my feelings, because I don't really drink alcohol because I'm celebrating or anything.
Mm.
I don't drink before the shows. I drink after the show.
I drink during the show.
That's nice. Because you are living your life. I drink like a loser. After the show, I go home to my hotel room. I start drinking a bottle of wine in bed and start crying by myself. Because I felt like I feel like I don't deserve any success because of all my childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a sold out show, it's great, I will still go back to my hotel room and get drunk and forget about the good feeling, because I just like, it's a self-sabotaging behavior. So I just don't want to drink in order to not celebrate. I want to just like have a healthier relationship with any substances.
Do you feel like a lot of comics feel that way?
No, they fucking, they bomb and they think they are great. They don't feel that way. If I kill, I still feel like I can done better. I never felt I'm
no,
good.
No, meaning that way. Like saying, like, if you do good, they feel like they could have done better.
The good ones are.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
People like you would be feeling that way. I mean, that's how like Joan Rivers is, you know.
Right,
people
right.
who's great, they feel that way. But people who's mediocre, they're like, they fucking bomb. They're like, fuck the audience. They're disgusting. Yeah. Fuck you. You are not funny. That's all.
Last Sunday, I was in Atlanta, and they sent me 11 shots.
Shots? What shots? Do you want to kill you?
No, shots.
Tequila. Tequila, nice.
Yeah,
I like tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila is good.
Yeah.
Is it before or after?
No, during.
During, but you're a big boy, though. You can handle 11 is a lot. You can do 5.
11 is a lot. 5 is good.
Yeah, 5 is good, but yeah. 11 would be...
I was
but
still good.
It will be a more fun show.
Yeah.
But it also, like, 11 for you is different than me. Like 11, I'll just be out. Yeah, I can do 4.
So that's how we're measuring people by drinks, right?
Mm-hmm. I can drink. When I was in college, I drink the most, and I end up driving everybody home. my father is a raging alcoholic. It runs in the family, so yeah. I'm very careful about my drinking.
Is that a flex because you had a dad? Mexicans don't have dads.
No, I don't. I'm shameless. I don't have any red on my face. There's other Asians have it, but I don't. Like I'm an alcoholic. I was born this way. I can drink. Yeah, if we have vodka, we can just finish it. No, you don't drink vodka. It's disgusting.
I drink vodka.
Tequila.
Tequila more, but
good.
I like vodka.
Tequila is good.
Vodka soda.
Yeah, my rich friend received me in her house. She has this amazing, amazing apartment. It's like 720 degree of Vegas. And it's like a world of Astoria. And then he has the best alcohol. So I drink tequila. It's a crime. if you don't drink the good tequila.
That's okay. What's your favorite tequila?
I don't know the brand.
Okay.
Dustin, what's the favorite tequila we drink at Soji's? What tequila we drink at Soji's? What tequila did we drink at Soji's place in Vegas? That was, what's the name? I don't remember.
Don Julio?
Yeah.
Don Julio's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's, tequila's good.
Tequila
is good. Tequila is great. My godmother is 74. She looked like me. And she drink tequila.
She's your grandmother's still alive?
My godmother.
Oh, your godmother.
She's really gorgeous, 74, but she look 40.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I think Jesus is hot, and I believe in a higher power. Yeah, I'm reading Bibles so I can, because I'm, you know, I'm actually just make a living from speaking, so I want to learn more about the religion so I can actually do better references because I'm still learning English. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lord?
See
means yes in Spanish. Yes. I think he's gorgeous. I mean, Jesus, do you think Jesus is blonde or he's Mexican like you?
Mexican.
He has dark skin. If a Mexican, I mean, a Chinese and white person have a child, it looks Mexican, right?
My mom, when I used to go to church, my mom used to make me drink the holy water.
So what's the holy water? When the priest put the feet in the water?
Well, the people that enter the church, they put their fingers and then they go like this.
They put their fingers in here?
In the holy water.
Yeah. What was the finger before? Where was the finger before?
I don't know. Wherever it was.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
And my mom used to get a cup, and she used to get it, and she used to make me drink it.
That's why
I was a bad boy.
That's why you don't get food poisoning, because you get used to the poison, I mean, the water. So you
that's why I never caught the coronavirus, was because of that.
That's good. Oopsie. So I just, in Chinese we say, 不干不净,吃了没病. It's like when things are not very clean, you eat it, you don't get sick in the future. So like, you know, when I grew up in a restaurant, right? Like, and then there's little bugs on the ground. When I was little, I just pick up a bug and start eating it. My grandpa don't stop me because he said, if she start eating bug now, she'll never have allergy to anything.
And you don't have allergies?
I'm not allergic to anything. I'm only allergic to my ex-husband because he's an asshole. That's the only thing I'm allergic to. But I have no allergy. And I don't understand people with food allergy. I'm like, I feel bad for you, but if we were living in the jungle, you should be dead. Because you can't, if a peanut butter can kill you.
Yeah, you're going to slow us down.
Yeah, how can you eat snakes? Like, how can you going to slow us down? Yeah. We're going to eat you, you know? So I just.
How do you say that again? Say the.
不干不净.
No, say it slow.
不. 不干不净吃了没病 yes, and all the Japanese people are sneezing everywhere because they are so clean. You know, they've sanitized their hand. The Japanese are so clean, so neat. They can't do anything that's dirty. So they are like sneezing everything. Everything is, there's like allergic to everything. Yeah, just eat dirt. My grandpa said, the first thing you come to America, go to the ground and pick up the dirt, put in the water and drink it. And also, he gave me the dirt from my hometown for me to drink. So when I don't get food poisoning. I don't know why. Just, I think people are not supposed to be like so clean.
No.
I'm not saying eating broke dicks. You know, that's gross. I'm just saying like, it's fine. If your food drop on the floor, just eat it.
When I was younger, I used to take water bottles to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to put regular water. And I used to tell my cousins that it was water from Hollywood. And they used to sell them to their friends.
Oh, that's so cute. That's what I did.
Yeah.
When I was in Kentucky, and I realized that when, you know, my friend wanted to convert me into a Christian, right? So I went to the church. It was super nice. They have cookies. They have free coffee. And there's Bible in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Bibles. And I took one, and I took it home. And nobody said anything. People were like, oh, you took a Bible home. And
they thought you were a good girl.
I took more. And then I realized that I can just take them. So I took a trash bag. I took 20 Bibles. I started to sell it on eBay to China. And I start signing it as Jesus. So I say it's signed by Jesus from America.
Whoa. But selling water and selling Bibles, two different things.
Yeah, but we all make money from lies.
Yeah, from lies. Hey. So then we get all happy, and the like they're all younger, like, oh, we're drinking Hollywood water.
That's good. And I'm going to be famous, like Selena, and get killed by my fans very soon.
And it was straight from the fucking water hose.
That's hilarious. They don't know. It's about you sell an idea. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
probably feel like Hollywood because that's what they believe in.
And then they knew I was from LA, so.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing.
My cousin would be lying to them.
Yes. So how's your dating life?
My dating
Alfred?
Life?
Yeah, I think you must be like drowning in pussies.
I'm drowning in pussies.
I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was engaged, but we broke it off, and now I'm just single.
Is she stalking you now?
Having fun? No, I don't think so. No, she's not.
So, what's your love language?
My love language is food.
Nice. So you make her food?
No, we go eat food.
You take her out to
eat? Yeah. I don't know how to cook.
Okay, I can cook. I can cook.
Okay. What's something you'll cook for me if I say, "Hey, what's up?"
We are gonna go on a friendship. Day, right? Uh-huh. You are going to take me out to teach me how to shoot guns uh-huh. so I can protect myself. I would invite you to my house and we are going to go to the market.
Okay.
But obviously, I'm not a basic, you know, ABC American-born Chinese bitch. I am fresh off the boat. Like, I am, you can see struggling from here. Like, you can see struggling. You can see there's like a little red flags in my room, you know, Chumamao's Bible. In my bed, like it's like I'm a communist, you know. I am hardcore. And when we wake up in the morning, I'll be singing the Chinese Tiananmen.
You have red flags. I have green flags because of Mexico.
Right. Yay! Green flag, red flags. That's amazing. Christmas. Yeah, we are having fun. And then you know, when I wake up in the morning, I listen to Tiananmen Square. 我爱北京天安门，天安门上太阳升。 So you'll be freaked out because you're like, oh my god, I entered a communist household. But I'll feed you well. You are okay. Mexican, so let's do let's eat meat, right? You guys like to eat meat.
I'm pescatarian.
So you can't you only eat fish.
Fish.
Okay, so eat pussy. That's good. That's good. So I would get a swordfish.
Okay.
And I cook a swordfish like steak. So I would grill a swordfish as steak. But I'll do sushi. I'm good with sushi and sashimi because when I was in college, I had a Japanese roommate and she taught me how to make sushi. She was amazing. She looked like a fucking ghost, but she was amazing. She's skinny. She's very, very rich. And I was broke as fuck. I'm poor. And her father is a big real estate mogul in Japan. And she is in love with this boy and in Kentucky. So she gave me her clothes. She's giving me all the clothes, expensive clothes for me to wear.
So did you live in Kentucky first?
Yeah, I went to Kentucky for college when I was 19 years old, 18, whatever. I don't remember. And I learned business and I learned English.
Kentucky University?
University of Kentucky in Lexington. It's a little blue area in the all right Kentucky.
Yeah, I performed at their...
Lexington, Broadway, Comedy of Broadway, Louisville Comedy Club.
No, at the...
Derby.
No, what do they call the Rorp or the play basketball?
Oh, they play, you mean like we have University of Kentucky basketball
inside the stadium, where the I forgot what it's called, something arena.
Yes, I forgot the name of it, but it's it's very big there. Basketball.
Yeah,
is big
we perform there.
Nice, that's fancy. Yeah.
I like Kentucky. Kentucky's good.
It's fun.
Bourbon.
Oh, I love the bourbon there.
Yeah,
it was good. I want to go back there to do the bourbon trail.
And the spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. Yeah, I miss Kentucky. Also, the bluegrass smell good.
You eat the bluegrass?
No, I smell it. I'm like, I have a good... Do you have a good nose? Do you sniff things? I'm very good. If you cheat on me, I can smell her pussy from the hallway. Like, I would fucking shoot you before you got in there.
Can you tell, like, what race she was?
Oh, sure. I can smell Indian or Mexican. If I smell nothing, it's a white girl because there's no fucking season in her fucking food. I can smell.
You're the real investigator.
My nose is, My father would go to, like, when he's not very drunk, you know, he'll go to a house, he'll be like, you have a snake under the, you know, grape tree. And people are like, what? 2 days later, a snake come out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my dad is very good. He has his gifts. Yeah, I mean, I would make swordfish and I would also make sushi. I can make sushi from scratch, you know. You know, with the sushi rice, with the cooking wine, and I'll make the rice. And then I'll have the seaweed and a little bamboo roller to put the seaweed first. And you put rice. And then I always cut red carrots and the potatoes and also eggs in pancakes and cut them in pieces.
And beans.
Beans. No, that's a burrito. That's a sushi burrito. You want beans in there. You're amazing. I'm a bean curds. How about bean curds? They're like tofu, but hard.
No.
Made from beans.
You want pinto beans or black beans?
yellow beans.
I've never had yellow
soybeans.
No.
We do soybeans. Okay, I'll do. Oh, okay, okay, Alfred, I'll put a pinto beans in my sushi for you, okay?
Okay.
We'll have a sushi burrito. Okay, we got sushi burrito.
Mix it up.
And then we have fat tuna. Do you want fat tuna? Do like tuna or salmon or whatever on top?
Salmon's
good. And with some like, I don't know, some like a panzu sauce. Because it's like a lemon citrusy. And roll that bitch up. You know what? You are a fucking big man. I'm going to give you a big roll. I don't want to cut it. You're just going to fucking eat it. Like, it'll be a little homosexual because it's like big and black and long. But your name is Alfred, so you can handle it. I can make a sushi burrito for you. That's our fucking episode. The sushi burrito.
The sushi burrito.
That's cute. I'm actually going to make a sushi burrito because it's going to be so good. Plenty of protein. Instead of the bean curd, we put the fucking pinto bean and black beans.
Yeah.
Black beans is very important in my family. Black beans was very important to me. So my grandfather, my mother's side, when he was 7 years old, China has, we had a big famine. There's no food. People were starving. So they were basically escaping our hometown because there's no food. They were walking, marching towards the north. That's the Shanxi province, which they have food. They have river and water.
Mm.
So they were marching, and my great-grandmother was dying. She was in her 50s, but
wow.
She's like probably 50 pounds. And she's like dying. So my grandpa went to the market. He put dried branch, tree branch on his head. He has a sign, I'm selling myself to save
my selling mother. Myself?
Yeah. So he's selling him as a slave. So he sold himself to a family. And they gave him a bag of black beans.
And he had black beans?
To give to my grandmother, to a great-grandmother to eat. Because black beans are very rich in iron.
Uh-huh.
And it can keep you alive for longer. Because black beans is very nutritious, a lot of nutrition, right?
Have you ever had black beans?
Of course I did.
Where's the best black beans? Pollo Loco.
Okay, we can try that. My grandmother boiled black beans and make it into...
Pollo Loco.
Pollo Loco. No, I'm saying like she boiled black beans with sugar and then she put it inside a bun. Like we call the black bean bun.
Mm.
Like the bun inside is a black bean. So my grandpa sold himself and he gave a bag of little bag of black beans to my great-grandmother and they took him. The people who bought him took him. But, you know, he's my grandpa, so he escaped at night and steal two bags of rice to see his grandmother, to see his mom. But she died in a cave.
Ooh, your grandma?
Great-grandmother.
What was she doing in the cave?
There's no home. They were marching. They have no home.
Shit.
So she died there, but she was holding the beans in her hand.
Oh.
He had two bags of rice. No mom. But that's why I'm a hustler, because my grandpa was a badass. And he died young. He died in his 30s, a hero, in a mining company. So we had a mining company. He was a manager, and there's 5 or 6 people trapped under. They can't get them out. So my grandpa went down and take one back, take two back, take three back. He take the last one. It collapsed, so he died under.
Oh, shit.
He didn't even need to do that because he's a manager. But the people who were trying to get them, they couldn't come back because they didn't know how to navigate. So he went down. Everybody was alive, but he died. So my mother...
But he saved everybody.
He saved everybody. My mother became a widow. My grandma became a widow, and my mother became fatherless when she was 6 years old.
And you became grandpa-less.
I know. I have no grandpa, and I saw his photo.
And his great grandpa-less.
I know. And I saw my grandpa's photo. He's so handsome. I kind of glad he died because I feel like...
He would have cheated on your grandma?
He, for sure, because she's ugly. Sorry, my father said grandma is pretty, but my mom grandma, she's not good. She's not known for her looks. She's not known for her looks, but she's a great widow who never remarried, never had anything with any man. She just focused on raising her children, feeding her son, and starving her daughters. I mean, the girls they are useless.
And she's still alive?
No, she just passed away 3 years ago. She was great.
Wow.
She was fabulous. She's the only person who supported for me to come to America because nobody wanted to come here. And my grandma's like, she's going to be better than all the boys because she's smarter than those boys. Just let her go. She's going to be okay in America. So it was so sweet. But it's a spirit. Black bean is a big thing in my family. Black bean represents resilience and represents you know, the hard times. So
we
don't waste food. In Chinese culture, don't waste food. If you waste food, you become poor. That's bad, right?
Yeah.
That's how you tell your children. Don't waste food.
Don't waste food.
The pinto beans. If you don't eat them, you become poor. How's that? You become poor if you waste food.
My mom, she would she wouldn't let us get up until we finish everything.
I love that. It's a very important value, yeah. Right? Yeah. Do you feel like you can hear your mom screaming at you if you just with your food? So that's why you don't do it?
No, I do it. I leave
you
it
You still
now.
Live with it?
Yeah. But back then, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm happy you are single now. When you get yourself a Mexican wife, she'll be screaming. Or Chinese wife. Why you waste food, Alfred? We become poor.
We'll eat everything.
Yeah, eat everything.
Like, and you know what's funny? Mexicans don't eat a lot of black beans. It's our culture's pinto beans.
I know, pinto beans. Why don't you like black beans as
no,
much
I
as
like
pinto
beans? I love it.
Yeah, pinto beans is like the beige color, like my skin,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I should call myself pinto bean. If I have a Mexican boyfriend.
No, I'm darker than you.
I'm beige. Olive. No, we're similar. You are not darker than me.
I'm darker than you.
Oh, come on. I'm darker than you. Look at this.
That's hot sauce right there.
Let me show you. Where's my hot sauce?
Hot sauce stain.
Let me find my hot sauce. We love hot sauce. I don't know where it is. But also, Alfred, not to brag, I'm wearing white today. Oh, here's my hot sauce.
Oh, shit.
I'm wearing white today because I'm on my period. And, you know, I'm over 30, and I want people to know I still have my period. So I wear white, and when I bleed, I'm like, oops, I'm sorry. I'm on my period. Yeah. You know, I'm young. I'm ovulating, you know. You know, I always...
He was checking.
Yeah, he's like, let's see if there's any blood. Also, like, if, you know, I wear white, there's bleed. There's blood all over me. I'll be like, hi, guys. They're like, oh, my God, you're bleeding. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're bleeding. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I have a miscarriage. You know, I start crying, panicking. People, like, everybody pay attention
they
to
believe.
Me. Because I want attention, you know. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I can't believe it. I just lost my baby.
But do you want to buy a Bible?
I don't want to pay for it because I can get it for free.
No, that's what you're saying. When you miscarriage. But you want a Bible?
Yeah, you know, like, I didn't get an abortion. The baby won't leave me because he knows better.
Okay.
Bible. Yeah, I want to sell some Bible.
No. You. Because, I mean, you told me you used to sell Bibles.
Yeah, he's like, do you want to buy some Bible?
Yeah, after you say that, you go, do you want to buy a Bible?
Everybody will buy it. I can sell all the Bible. Bilingual Bible. Chinese, Mexican, Spanish, English, trilingual Bible.
Catholic.
So, what's the gold chain? That's hot. Where do you get it?
At a jewelry store by my house. Guess how much?
This one, right? It's like 24K gold.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. It's around like, I would say 9-10K.
Yeah.
Yeah, 95. I'm very good with jewelry. How much?
95.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so close. I said 9-10K, right? Because I can feel the weight. Yeah. Yeah, I have real jewelry. Yeah.
Me too.
I know. Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. Jewelry make you feel good. When my husband left me, I mean, I left him, whatever it is.
What nationality was your husband?
He was Chinese.
Chinese too?
So I...
You never dated anybody?
I did. Let me tell you all the boyfriends I had. Okay. When I was in Kentucky, the first boyfriend was Turkish.
Turkish.
I was a virgin.
You were a virgin.
And he's also very religious. Whenever he touched my hand, he got hard. And he go to the bathroom to take a cold shower and get on his knees to pray to Allah for his forgiveness. So we never really did anything.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm happy for him. You know, like, he just feel like it's a sin to get hard before you get married, which is whatever, cool. And the second one was a Christian guy in Kentucky. He was an asshole, but he's body now, thank God. I just saw his photo on LinkedIn. His hair is receding. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And then the third one would be the love of my life. One of the greatest love of my life. But I didn't really understand how special he was to me. He was a scientist. He was a Russian-American, a white boy. And then one of the guys who I would always be grateful for, he wasn't my boyfriend, but he's a friend who... I had no friend. I was in a Japanese Chinese restaurant, working as a waiter. And, you know, I didn't have a green card. And I had to work all the shitty jobs in order to keep the waitressing job, which they make me to clean the bathroom, mop the floor. And, you know, have you ever worked as a waiter in a restaurant?
I worked at a McDonald's.
Okay. So, you know, in Asian restaurants, it's different. You know, after the shift, all the employees are going to sit together to have food. But we don't eat what we sell. The chef would make, like, food, you know, like, either fish or, like, steak, or chicken, nothing fancy. Everybody has their portion. So the chef always take my food. He always take my beef or my fish. I only have the rice. I have to eat the rice with sriracha sauce because he take my food for his son. His two daughter, his has three daughter, one son. His son is home, and he take my food for his son to eat. So whenever I come back to eat, I only have rice. So I'll eat the rice with soy sauce, and I just sit in the corner and cry and eat. And then Jose is a busboy, and he saw that, and he asked to the chef, you know, you can't do this, and they're like, fuck off, you know. And then he just starts stealing a portion of the food to hide for me. And he didn't speak any Chinese or English, actually.
Just Spanish.
He only speaks Spanish. He would speak Spanish to me, like, blah, blah, blah. He would just, like, do this because he can't touch me. He's just, like, really trying to be nice. And I'm like, okay. So he come with me. I'm like, are you going to kill me? So we went back to the back, and there's, like, a little fridge. He's like,
oh,
then I start eating it.
I'm watching you, bitch.
Yeah, I start eating it. It was so sweet. I start eating it. I realized he's hiding food for me.
See, that's a
so
nice
Jose
guy.
So Jose was a nice guy, and then my car broke. I said, Jose, I need to borrow some money. He goes, how much? I said, $500. He's like, I sent $400 to my mom, but I can give you $100. I have to send my mom $400 because his mom is in Mexico.
Yeah.
So give me $100.
Jose's a nice guy.
I paid him $120.
Where's Jose at now?
I don't know. I should go visit him, but he's probably somewhere else. But I just... two immigrants don't speak English, and he steal food for me. My Mexican steal shit for me. That's my real Mexican. So I don't have to eat sriracha sauce anymore. Isn't that great?
That's great. So then that's it? So the we Turkish, never, Christian?
And then
the Mexican guy.
We never dated. He was just like one of the guys in Kentucky that who's a real friend, but we don't even really hang out or anything. We just work together.
Yeah.
He always smile when he sees me. He always try to hide something for me, something good he'll hide for me. So people don't steal. Whenever they have some good food, like if there's, oh, we have fat tuna today, he'll just hide them because he knows people will bully me. All the Chinese are bullying me. A Mexican is hiding food for me. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And then the Russian-American guy, which is the love of my life. But I was a stupid, arrogant, young cunt. So I didn't really appreciate how special he was to me.
Mm.
I broke his heart. I was like, I want to be an actress. I want to, you know, live in Hollywood. So we were in Irvine together. And then I moved here. And I just said this. I just don't want to settle down. I'm like, I want to be a star first. He wanted to, you know, start a family, have a baby. But we were together for a long time, so we should be doing that. That's what I told him. I said, I want to have a baby. I want to do everything. But then I'm like, I want to be a star first. Then I try to blame him. Like, you can't pressure me for this. I was just young and stupid, and then we broke up. And I met my current husband, ex-husband, who I had two children with.
Mm.
And it was not really good. I mean, at the beginning, he was perfect. He was very rich, handsome, charming, amazing, care about my career, investing in my career. Then once I had the baby, he wanted me to quit, like a full front, no job, stay home, look good for him. I try to do that because I want to be successful. If I can't have a career, I'll just be a housewife. But I love performing too much. I just cannot give it up.
Yeah,
so the divorce was very nasty. To get the children, I offered, basically, I walk out with no money.
Mm.
And he agreed to the divorce. So I finalized it, and I left him with no money. I had $5 in my bank, and I was able to rebuild myself up and raise my children. So now I'm in a good place.
That's good.
I have money.
Hey,
children, and my mother is helping me with the children. I have a full-time maid.
So does that guy see the kids or no?
He can see them whenever he wants to. He's a father, but he didn't pay any child support. He didn't pay any spousal support. I pay for everything. So the children live with me, with me.
Yeah,
he can see them every month. I mean, he didn't really see them that much because it's not his first marriage. He's older. He's 50. So he has a son who's already 28. You know, it's for me, it's like, oh my God, my children. For him, it's like, oh yeah, kids, you know, it's different.
Are you the second family or the first family?
I'm his second wife.
No, growing up for you though.
Oh yeah, my parents never got divorced because they are very hardworking, loyal communist people. Don't get divorced.
So you're the first family? Mm-hmm. Do you think your dad had another family?
No, he never had another one, but he has a mistress.
And a mistress?
Yes, but we sent him away. My mom and me bought her jewelry and sent her away to her hometown.
Huh?
So my mom bribed her to leave my father.
Wow.
So my mom's like, look, you are a prostitute. You're never going to have a family. Do you want to have a family, like a real family? And I'm going to pay you $40,000. I'll buy you jewelry, gold, and you are going to go back to your hometown and never come back here.
And where was she from?
She's from like the south.
Oh shit.
Like a poor village.
Yeah, yeah.
Little farm girl.
Because a lot of Mexicans, we have second families and first families.
Yeah, that's my mom was like, she was the breadwinner. So my father was never worked. My mom was like running business. So she has the money. So he can't have a second family without her knowing because she has the money.
What did your mom do?
She, for starters, she started, my father, before he was very drunk, they owned a lumber business. They export lumber from Manchuria, which is the northeast China, the big trees and logs. And they sell it at a hometown. Then my mom started to invest money. She made money, then she invested in restaurants. And we had a big bar and karaoke. And my father was at the bar and karaoke. And he started drinking. And my mom started selling snake meat. Snakes are vengeance animals, you know. My mom think because she started selling snake, and then Buddha got my father with alcohol, so when he became alcoholic, he just keep drinking.
Wow.
So she stopped selling snakes, and snake meat is a dish. It's a very popular dish. Like you eat snake nine steps, you know, you drink the blood, you eat the skin, you eat whatever the fuck, and you have the belt or whatever. So she would call the whole fucking village to catch snakes and bring the snakes to the chef, and they put in the cages.
And for her?
Yeah, no, I count them. I would put the big snake in the big ones. Anyway, the whole thing, because I'm good with organizing snakes, obviously. So then, you know, the business got really good, and we got a brothel. I mean, you know, there's a massage.
What kind of brothel?
It's like a big spa with a massage parlor.
I went to a brothel in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so it's just like, it doesn't look like one, but until you get a happy ending. And I would walk in the hallway doing my homework. I have the horse throwing those condom on my forehead. I'm like, oh, let me blow it up. Oh, there's something there, you know.
It was,
not know what that is.
I left. It was.
You left? Yeah. That's how ugly the horse were?
I didn't know. It was weird for me. It was different because you had a knock on the doors, uh-huh, and then the girl would come out. Uh-huh. And then if you wanted her, mm-hmm, you could go with her, or you could just like say, hey, I'm just looking, I'll come back.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that. It was
why? You don't want to reject horse?
It was just weird.
Why?
I don't know. I felt
you have a choice to be like swept left or right, you know. You're like, that's ugly.
That's better. But when they're right there in front of you, like
you don't want to reject them.
No, I didn't want to
hurt
the feelings.
Because you are a nice Mexican boy. You just want to be nice to the ladies. That's very sweet. That's nice. You should be like I'll be watching. She'd be like, oh my God.
So there was 10 doors and you had to knock off from the 10 ones and see which one you like.
For me, I can sniff which race it is. I'll be like, Mexican, Indian, nothing. It's a white girl, black, Asian, you know. I can tell you, Alfred, which one do you want tonight? You can take me. I can be a wingman.
Yeah.
I can sniff and you just know which flavor you want.
You'll be kind of like... No, that's kind of rude.
Truffle dog? Truffle pig? Truffle pig is cute. Truffle pig has talent.
Yeah.
Pigs are not stupid. Truffle pigs are very talented pigs. I want to be a truffle pig. That would be adorable. I can see myself a truffle pig.
Yeah?
Truffle's expensive. I sniff truffles. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
And that was my little experience there.
That's nice. I just, it's sweet of you. I would be like, if I'm going to a whorehouse, I'll be like, you want me to pay to fuck that dick? Fuck off. Go become an engineer, you ugly bitch. You know, I'm going to this guy. I'm like, oh, okay. How much do you charge for this dick? I'm like, I'm not $200. It's not like I'm the only woman on top today. Give me half off, you know. I'll be like roasting the shit off them. When I see a real hot one, come with mama. I'm going to buy you a green card.
It's free.
And pay you to go to UCLA and become a film student, you know.
That's funny. I like what you have here.
I'm crazy. That's a problem. That's a problem.
No, it's
so
good.
Crazy.
It's good.
I think your mom and my mom could become friends because I think Chinese and Mexicans, we have the same value. First of all, Mexican men don't let women pay.
No.
No. Mm-mm. It's not possible. Like when I hear like share the bill, that's when my pussy dries. I'll be like, oh, sorry. Where's my wine? I'm like, my pussy just sucked because you want me to pay half the fucking bill, bitch. You know, like, I just don't think it's attractive. I'm not, like, cheap. You know, like, if we are dating, you can pay this. I'm next meal, I'll pay for it. I don't want us to talk about it. It should be like, we just, one person pays. I don't care about, okay, man has to buy me everything. They should, because I have a good pussy. But if you don't want, okay, for me, I'm independent. I make my own money. I would buy my guy a Rolex, you know, for his birthday. But that's
my birthday's on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Sunday is 28th. I'm playing the Brea Improv. I'm going to get the Rolex and get me a pistol. I want the new one that is $8,000. It's like the new gun. I saw the gun in Honolulu. I want to buy it. It's like a steal.
The gun?
Why don't you buy me a gun? I buy you a Rolex.
Okay. I'm going to buy you a 22.
I want pink.
A pink 22?
Yeah, pink.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that. I'll get you a Rolex. You give me the gun.
Okay.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've
Rolex and guns.
Yeah, that's good.
Pistols and Rolexes.
Yes, if we got married, we can run a real good business. We can run a brothel, or we can sell drugs, a cartel.
A drug though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It can be good. I can calculate, I can negotiate, and I don't care about people's feelings. And if we're already criminals, we can really murder people, and get away from it, right?
We could do criminal shit.
Yeah, people look at me like, she can't, she won't even harm a fry. A fry. I'm going to say fly, but I'm trying to be Japanese. I can't harm a fry.
And you were going to say fly?
Yeah, I'm trying to be funny.
I thought you meant French fries.
No, it's like I'm quoting the movie, The Cycle. Like, she can't even harm a fly. Remember the mom, the psycho who's who killed people with his mom's wigs? The movie Cycle.
The old one?
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah.
Remember one of
I don't remember that part though. I remember the part when she was taking the shower.
Yeah.
Step.
I wanted to do a comedy tour trailer, a video of me in the shower, naked, but you can't see my nipples. I'm gonna cover it up because I can't do it for free. I'll do it for free for Ang Lee's movie, The Brokeback Mountain or whatever. But I'll just be in the shower and then I'll have Dustin stabbing me with a knife. When he stabbed this one, Brea Improv, step here. It's like, Pasadena, step here. Buffalo, New York, step here. Miami, boom. Yeah, it's like the tour days coming out with me,
funny.
Yeah, and with the hair. And then and then I'll come with blood all over. And I'm like, buy tickets now at summerscomedy.com.
You know why the psycho guy would kill all those girls?
Because his mom is jealous of him being with a girl.
He wanted the girls that look like his mom.
Yeah. Also, he's his mom too, right?
Yeah.
He has two personalities.
Yeah.
That's cool. Remember when they were in prison? He became his mom in his mind. He's like,
he went to jail.
Yeah. He won't even harm a fly. That's what it. She won't even harm a fly.
Is that part two?
Was it part two? I don't remember. But yeah, maybe I was confused with I don't know. I just think it's just really funny. The boy's mom. Do you think every boy, like Floyd said, really want to fuck their mom?
Oh, I don't know.
In a fantasy? Oh, well, your mom's fat. You wouldn't know.
No.
She's not hot. No. What do you think of her?
No. I don't know about all that.
You were like, I don't do that.
I feel like my generation, mm-hmm. all of the moms look alike.
Yeah, but imagine you have a really hot mom.
Yeah.
Like me as your mom. Like a Mexican, imagine me darker with dark red lips with a ponytail. Like, would you imagine fucking your mom?
Nah.
But would you get jealous when you are young, your mom dating other guy when she's single? You don't get jealous?
Mm.
I think my son's gonna be jealous of me dating any guy.
You think so?
He's 5. And he grabbed my tits. He's like, those are mine!
And have you dated someone else?
Not seriously.
No?
Not seriously. I don't have a boyfriend that my children would meet yet.
Okay.
My divorce has been tough and it's been very hard 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But I got over it. So I'm healthy and I'm ready to date now. So I can date. But men don't want to be with me because once they get to know me, they are afraid of me because I'm just very aggressive. I'm just I'm very sure of myself, very confident.
Well, aggressive is good.
I don't take any shit and I don't need any money. And I just wanted to... I just want to find the real man
right.
who can handle who I am. I should be a butch lesbian. Find myself a pillow princess. She can stay home, cook and clean, and look good for me. When she gets fat, I'm going to fucking smack her.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't hate women.
Just guys.
You can't hit... Yeah, men, you can hate them. But you can't hate women. Because they fucking bruise easy, Also, it's America. It's not legal here. That's the worst. I thought we have freedom here. You should say you can't hit your family, you can't hit your children at the green card application. Mexican's like, what? No, I'm going back to the border. Fuck off.
So you were born here, though?
If I born here, still have this accent, you should just shoot me. No, I was born in China.
And did you take the citizenship test?
Yeah, I did. And I was easy. I'm good with memorizing. You know, I'm good with exams. I'm Chinese.
Who was the third president of the United States?
Franklin? Who?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's trying to give me a hint of who it is, but I don't understand. Also, he doesn't understand. I can't really see.
He said it's anyone like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know. That's Winston's gesture of grabbing my tits. I have a video of my son. Mommy, I want to drink the milk. I'm like, I don't breastfeed anymore, Winston. Go get milk from the... And he started like trying to grab my boobs. I'm like, go away. He goes, Mommy, I want to drink your milk. I said, you are too old to drink your milk. He's like, I'm not too old. I'm only 4 years old. I'm like, you are four. You should be making shoes at a Nike factory in China. You're old, bitch. Like, you know, stop touching my tits. And he started crying. It was so cute.
How old is he now? Five?
He's five now. He's very smart, the boy.
And then you have two boys?
I have a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
My daughter is quite a little cool. She's a cool kid. She's very cool and cute. She's very chubby.
Okay. Cute.
Very smart and sweet. I love them both. Not equally, but I do love them both.
That's funny.
I have to give my my daughter more love because you know, she needs to have more self-respect. And my son, you know, he's fine. He's a boy. I love him. I love them both. They really are. I regret my marriage a lot, but I'm very grateful that I got these children out of this marriage. That is the best thing ever happened to me. They make me feel very happy, and they just, I'm lucky to have them. So when do you see yourself having children?
Hopefully soon.
I think you should have soon. Somebody need to be spending your money. Somebody need to be spending your money before you get your gamble habit happening. Like something, because you catch some vice, because you have too much cash happening. If you don't have kids to spend all of it, and a woman, you're going to start gambling or something.
So, start drinking more.
Exactly. So you need somebody to burn your money.
Yeah. I'm tired of burning it on my own.
I can see you getting three boys and two girls.
Five kids?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Well, it's good to have five because one of them can be good.
Okay, you play in the odds.
Exactly, that's what I do. I would have five kids, and at least I can be one to them as a good mom. One would think I'm a good mom.
Because I'm
not going to be a good mom. But the one has low self-esteem and a low standard. Like, my mommy is amazing.
So when you go on the road, is it hard for you?
I try to take them with me. That's why I try to work very hard so I can afford to take everybody with me. It's hard for me.
You say you take them with you or you don't?
Yeah, I try. I would take my son if it's not too far. I'll take him. And he actually opened for me. He'll do 1 minute. On stage, he's attention-seeking horror. Well, his father is gone, so.
What does he do for 1 minute?
He's just roasting me, talking about how he's funnier than me and why you know, he's busy. He can't do longer, and they should just put up with me. But it's cute. Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh my god.
I don't take my cat with me.
You have a cat.
I have a cat.
What kind of cat?
Maine Coon.
Oh my god, they are the cutest. I love Maine Coon. They are big and fluffy.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like my pussy.
She's the best.
My pussy is tight, but the hair, the bushes, yeah, is a lot. It's a lot. I can just put my comb here if I just put it right here. Yeah, it's just gonna be here. Look, I have a Maine Coon here. Maine Coon are soft. They have soft fur.
Yeah.
Very beautiful face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a half Maine Coon cat. I'd give to my ex-husband since I can't give him my pussy. He can take the other pussy
cat.
Pussycat. Yeah, it's my first ex-husband. I know we have two. You know, you have three meals a day, so I'm waiting for my third one.
What was your cat's name?
Kiska.
Kiska.
Kiska means cat, little pussy in Russian. Kiska.
And wait, what?
Kiska.
Kiska.
It means cat or pussy in Russian. Pussycat in Russian. He was Russian-American.
Your ex-husband or your
my
cat?
My first one.
Oh, okay.
My college sweetheart.
Yeah,
he was Russian. So
what about your husband?
I don't remember. I'm kidding.
But you gave him the cat.
I gave the first one because we had a cat together.
Okay. I thought you gave it to your first
husband. No, he didn't deserve shit.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm so happy to have you. We should do something together.
Yeah, let's stay connected and thank you for
I got you. I'm going to get you a phone number and take me to learn how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I just feel so great. You should take me out to eat the pinto beans and shit.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Where can we find you?
I'm right here.
I know, like on social media. Oh, my fans can find you.
Alfred Robles. I'm Alfred Robles on everything.
Okay. Thank you. Gracias. How do I say goodbye in Spanish?
Adios.
Adios. I feel hot. Adios. Adios. I'm going to put on my red lipstick.
Adios, Alfredo.
Adios, Alfredo.
There you go.
Okay. That's hot. Spanish is hot.